America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Week is it week 10? They all run together when you ain't that great, but we still go around the AFC North. Yes, it is week 10, and we welcome in the triumvirate of reputation, where we go to Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. And first things first, we stop in Baltimore. Ken Wyman, 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore, as the Ravens, I believe, are still up top of the AFC North, and they get ready to face Cincinnati. No, the Ravens are a game behind now. The Pittsburgh Steelers at least half a game behind. I beg your pardon. They get ready to face Cincinnati tomorrow at 8:15 tomorrow morning. Have you found the cure of what ails you? Tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow evening. Have you found the cure of what ails you with the Baltimore Ravens offense there? Ken?
The offense is fine. It's the defense that's a problem. The offense might be the best in all of football. And watching that defense, I wonder what time of day it is. Is it morning? Is it afternoon? Is it evening? the last time they played the Bengals is a game they frankly should have lost, but Lamar Jackson, an MVP performance. The Cincinnati missed a field goal in overtime. They won 41-38. But in the second half of that game, the ball didn't touch the ground much when Cincinnati had it. It was actually pretty pathetic defensively.
Wow, that is interesting, considering, you know, you guys are dealing with those injuries at corner. But I'm sure fans there just don't want the excuses anymore. They just want to figure out how to fix it.
Well, and it's not necessarily injuries at corners. They get no pass rush. They even if you watch the game last week against Denver, when they rush four, they don't get there. And even when they blitz, they hardly get there. They had three sacks Sunday. They were all three coverage sacks. And they blew out Denver. But in the first half, and it was still a game, Bo Nix missed a couple of layups that if he hits, that might be a game. He missed Troy, the Franklin kid, the rookie, on a wide-open touchdown on fourth down, missed him. They still have guys running wide open in the middle of the field, which has been a reoccurring theme. You guys saw it when the Ravens played in Cleveland. Like, this has been a weekly thing, and it's one of those things. Is it simply the fact that they got the brain drain on defense on Mike McDonald? Not only him, but Anthony Weaver's now in Miami. Denard Wilson's defensive coordinator in Tennessee. And they haven't replaced those coaches because they don't seem set a lot of the time.
So you guys end up trading for Tre'Davious White. Is that enough? Are fans thinking that more needed to be done?
That reminded me of, like, you know, you get arrested for jaywalking and you feel sorry for the cop that's got to fill out that paperwork. Like, was this even worth the paperwork? You traded a 2026 seventh for a 2027 seventh. I guess if they get, he was once really good, so that's nice. But like he was a healthy scratch. I know they were trying to facilitate a trade, and I read that he wasn't supposed to play a lot early, and then they had injuries, so they did play him a bunch. But he's not the guy he used to be, and they needed pass rush. And unfortunately, it wasn't out there. They tried to get to Darius Smith. The Browns weren't going to trade him to Baltimore. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of options out there for him.
Marshawn Lattimore, was that a serious consideration for the football team?
My understanding is yes, but they weren't going to go to the lengths Washington did. And Washington had extra picks that they got in trades. Like, think about this. They got a third-round pick for Johan Dotson. Like, when you look at what's going on around the league, the fact that they did that, that's incredible. And then they were able to flip their third for in this deal. Yeah, they were interested in Lattimore, but they weren't going to go to that level.
Do you believe Bo Nix is starting high journeyman, whatever level in the NFL as a starting quarterback? Do you think that he's a franchise or a starter or a journeyman? Where are you seeing him right now? I know you guys just got done playing him.
I think he's got signs that he can be decent, and like, he made mistakes, but he's a rookie.
Okay.
I thought he looked okay. It's tough to like, you look better than Zach Wilson did year one. But again, he missed some layups in that football game.
If you were in charge of the Browns, would you just blow the whole thing up and start all over again, or would you draft a quarterback in this draft class and keep these pieces that they've kept?
I think you draft a quarterback. That seems to be, what's it, the first time you're gonna have a first round pick since the Watson trade? So, mm-hmm. I certain pieces, like, I like JOK a lot. Maybe an offensive lineman, but yeah, I would blow it up. This thing has gone nowhere.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. By the way, Audric Estime had 7 yards of carry in that football game on Sunday. Just pointing that out. James Rapine, he is from the Locked On Bengals as well as SI down in Cincinnati. They are headed to Baltimore coming up tomorrow night at 8:15. And James Rapine covers the Bengals. He used to cover the Guardians here, but, you know, he's moved on to other things that he seems to like better. But you know what? We're not going to hold that against him. Khalil Herbert from the Bears. Your thoughts on bringing in a running back, even though you guys kind of have your backs up against it?
Yeah, they had to. They had to after Zach Moss suffered a pretty serious neck injury and could miss the entire season. I think he's going to miss the entire season. So getting a guy like Herbert that's ran in this league, been established in this league, and can just complement Chase Brown, I think it was a necessity. I wanted them to do more. They probably should have done more, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but getting Herbert was certainly a good move.
Like, where do you think the Bengals need to get to win-wise to make the playoffs?
At least at 10, for sure. And that's 10 with wins probably over Baltimore tomorrow night and the Chargers next week. Some of these AFC
so they gotta go 6-2
teams that you're playing.
You got to go 6-2
sure.
From here on out.
Sure.
Do you think the Bengals are equipped to do just that?
Sure, because they have a quarterback that is playing better than any other quarterback besides probably Lamar. Like, I think it's Lamar and Joe right now. And I, you know, you look at the MVP odds and Josh Allen's in there. So whatever, we can split hairs. But he's playing at such a high level. And so it's really a question of, can this defense, can the health of T. Higgins, can these things hold up enough? Because obviously, if Joe's playing at that level, you can beat anybody.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals down in Cincinnati. Are you concerned at all, or do you think that they have nothing to be concerned about taking on the Ravens, despite that injury that he has with his knee tomorrow evening? Do you think that they can take advantage of that down in Cincinnati?
You talking about Lamar?
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha. Maybe we'll see. You know how. How much will that limit him? Obviously, a limited Lamar is still a better athlete than anyone else playing quarterback in the league. So, no, I think it's going to be such a tough matchup road Thursday night. And it's also a game that they have to have. And they put themselves in this position because they blew that Baltimore game in week 5. They should have won that game, blew multiple 10-point leads at home to the Ravens. And so now you got to go there and win and pay them back. And it's going to be easier said than done, because I do think they're going to be shorthanded on offense.
Would getting to the playoffs be enough to save Zach Taylor's job?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be enough, and I think some would debate that for sure. But given the 1-4 start, playoffs should always be the expectation, and we're certainly the minimum coming into the year. But yeah, if they could find a way to get to the postseason, I think that Zach Taylor would be the coach next season.
I actually think you have to ask it a different way. Tone, what would get Zach Taylor actually fired from the Bengals?
There you go.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, that is a better way.
Yeah.
I think that it would be, so they're 4-5 now, melting down, and we're talking about a 6-11 team, or a team that clearly Joe Burrow is disengaged and doesn't believe it. Like, I think it would take a lot for that to happen, and they've hung around, they battled back from a 1-4 start. We'll see if they can keep it up, or if they just kind of linger around that 500 mark.
If you were the Browns, would you blow it all up or try to piecemeal this thing together and see if you can run it back next year? Not with Deshaun Watson, but with somebody else.
Well, yeah, it can't be with Deshaun Watson. I think you certainly go quarterback. I think you keep some of the pieces, but you can and should do a soft reset, because you bring in a rookie quarterback. That rookie quarterback probably isn't going to be ready to win now. There's usually one of those a draft, and Jaden Daniels is that one this year. But yeah, I would say maybe trade some of your veterans. You keep the Myles Garretts of the world that you're not going to find anyway. And try to do a soft reset around a rookie.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, as well as SI down in Cincinnati, as the Bengals get set to take on the Baltimore Ravens coming up tomorrow night at 8:15. The Steelers are at Washington at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Andrew Filippone joins us, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Pony Express, what's Mike Williams going to do for the Pittsburgh Steelers at wide receiver?
He's going to catch those Russell Wilson moon balls. He's a 15 yards per catch guy. He fits right in with what Russell Wilson does well. That's get the ball downfield. That's keep those safeties deep. And that allows for them to run the ball quite effectively. Najee Harris, 3 straight 100-yard games. Baltimore's the only team in the NFL that runs the ball more often than the Steelers. So they will run it and then try to hit the home runs with Williams and George Pickens in this offense. Kenny?
I do know, Andrew, that there were a lot of highfalutin, highly publicized opinions coming from the luminaries in Pittsburgh sports radio that couldn't believe that Mike Tomlin would move on from Justin Fields. Are they swallowing some crow today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody has. Ben Roethlisberger, Terry Bradshaw, Bill Belichick. Oh. I mean, there were so many luminaries that said this was the wrong call.
And, Elkin, Madden, Barrasso.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And Russell Wilson has turned back the clock. He looks like Seattle Russell Wilson from 2018. He looks like a guy that they got an all-time bargain on when Denver let him walk and are paying him almost $40 million to suit up and play for this team. He's exactly what they were missing as far as making the offense go from good to possibly great. They've averaged over 30 points per game since Russell Wilson's come into the lineup. So you do tip your cap to Mike Tomlin. This is why he makes almost $20 million a year. He's got to get decisions like this right. Usually gets them wrong. Got this one right.
How good has T.J. Watt been this year, and how does it fit in historically with him?
Well, I would say other than Dexter Lawrence, T.J. Watt has been the best defensive player in the NFL this season. He'll probably get the award because I don't think they're going to go off PFF grades this year. I don't think they want to give the award to a guy that's on an 11 or 12 loss team. So I would say this is probably for me, maybe the fourth best season he's had. But I think in the context of the NFL with the Aiden Hutchinson injury, he's probably the favorite to win that award right now, Tone.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan. Go ahead.
I'm curious. We have been discussing earlier about possible quarterbacks for the Browns next year. Since you were a bit of a Justin Fields advocate, how would you feel, trying to get your genuine opinions today, how would you feel if he was the starting quarterback of the Browns next year?
Well, when do you not get my genuine opinions? I understand it was a long night. The Penguins lost to the Islanders in overtime.
I think you make up a lot of things off the top of your head. I think you're just trying to get on certain shows.
Oh, you mean like when I came on and said Stefanski could go from coach of the year to get fired? You hung up on me, and now you guys are talking about Andrew Berry getting fired and maybe Stefanski.
Andrew Berry's not Kevin Stefanski, is he? Andrew Berry's not Kevin Stefanski.
Andrew Berry goes Stefanski not that far behind, Ken. Were you born yesterday?
What are you talking about? What did you say? What did you say about that? And what's not far behind?
Oh, I'm sorry. You think the GM gets fired? The coach is safe? Damn, I didn't know.
It's a Cleveland Browns pony. They can do just anything that they possibly could think of.
Exactly. That's why when I said Stefanski could get fired after last year, you shouldn't have laughed me out the door. Come on now. You know that franchise.
It depends on when you said it. And when you said it, it seemed to be a laughable premise.
Before the season
you've been
started.
Sitting there talking about firing Mike Tomlin, a quality head coach, since I know you.
Yeah, and I've been sitting here saying Deshaun Watson was a piece of trash since you guys traded for him, and you didn't what? Were you stuttering then?
I never said he was a great quarterback, now did I? And
well,
I'm not stuttering now.
You were saying things on Kenmentary, then you were coming on the air of the radio and saying something completely different.
No, I didn't. I said the same damn thing I always said. No, that's not true. That's a damn bold-faced lie. I just caught you in a lie because you know you're lying. Now you know you're lying.
Why don't you hang up on me like the guy that's compared the Browns owners to the Dolans? Why don't you do that?
I didn't hang up on that guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We talked and we laughed at the end of the call. Now, did we not?
Okay.
Well, you just like to make things up off the top of your head when you're losing an argument.
You got to correct tone and say he asked another bad question, or are we going to keep this going?
Why do I have to correct tone and ask him another bad question? Why?
Well, that's what you just did with James Rapine.
Why is it about me? Why isn't it about you? You're the one who makes things up off the top of your head.
I asked you to come up with something, and you haven't been able to name anything yet. We've been talking for almost 5 minutes.
You just did three different things off the top of your head, Pony.
About the Steelers?
No, what you just accused me of were all bold-faced lies.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I got the receipts.
Do you think the Steelers should have made more moves?
No, I think they could have made higher quality ones.
Do you believe that they are officially contenders?
Yes. Oh, they're well past the point of officially contenders.
Okay, so they can contend for a Super Bowl now.
Yes.
So everything you've said about Mike Tomlin has been idiotic here over the last near decade.
I mean, everything you said about the Browns before the season.
What did you say about my? We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. The whole thing is about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I can't bring up another AFC North team.
If I have to ask you a question, yeah, that's how the rules work. If I ask you a question specifically about the Browns, then I will ask you a question specifically about the Browns. Let me ask you a question specifically about the Browns. If you were the Browns, would you try to piecemeal this thing together with a different quarterback, or would you blow the whole thing up?
No, you got to get the sticks of dynamite out and blow the whole thing up. What's piecemealing it going to get you 9-8 and an ass kicking in the first round of the playoffs?
I want to wrap up something because you're going to start hearing the name Justin Fields, I think, a lot. I know Mary Kay has been on record talking about him as a potential quarterback for the Cleveland Browns next year, and I wanted to get Andrew Filippone on record. So he joins us again on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And I want to ask it from a Steelers fan perspective because I feel like when a fan of another team is excited about us getting one of their former players, that's telling. And when they're nervous, that's also telling. So what would you think about the Cleveland Browns with Justin Fields as their quarterback next year?
I would feel like he poses a threat if the Browns had a change in offensive philosophy because he does not really fit well in an offense where QB is under center. He cannot take a snap for some idiotic reason routinely. And he, for whatever reason, also struggles seeing the field in play action situations where he has to change his back to the defense. And that's where Joe Flacco excelled in Stefanski's offense. So if they built the offense around him and made it more a run-first, dual threat, get the quarterback on the move, then I think he could pose a threat. But if they're not willing to do that and they just try to pigeonhole him into doing it their way, I don't think he'll fit.
Pony, thanks for the call.
Bob Haney, James Rapine, Andrew Filippone, all fine radio show hosts, all said, bring out your dynamite and let's get to detonating. We'll see if you guys agree. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.